Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Always changing. It's super hot this week, so yep. People are super excited to get a quote for solar, and then they're, hey, this isn't as big of a no-brainer and big savings as I expected. What's going on here? Well, after April 15th, NEM 2.0, NEM 3.0, and it's like talking to my poodle. They have no idea what I'm referring to, and explaining all the net energy metering and explaining it. It's a whole thing. And so, yeah, they're like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, well, if you wait, it's going to get worse. And if you don't wait, you're going to be paying a lot more.
It's going to be way worse.
Because now, a listener brought this to our attention. This is something you brought up to me as well. And I was like, there's no way this could happen. And guess what? It looks like it's happening, which is pretty crazy. And that is that right now, when you buy electricity, it doesn't really matter how much money you make. And
wait a second.
And pretty soon.
I'm not sure about this one, Jamie. Okay.
And when I mean pretty soon, I think like next month in July, that these could go into effect, but it's going to take a year for it to be implemented. But yeah, it looks like income-based. We had talked previously about the fixed costs of electricity,
right,
and the access fees. And right now for solar customers, that's about $11 a month. And with the new NEM 3.0, they said, don't worry, we're not touching the access fees. We're going to keep those the same. Nope. Yep. It's a whole sliding scale of how much people are getting, but it looks like it's going to be implemented. And and the other crazy part, it has nothing to do with solar. I mean, as far as your solar is not going to have any effect on this fixed cost. So whether you have solar, you don't have solar, the people who don't have solar are going to be, but what is this? And the people who do have solar are going to be, what is this? And how can I go off grid? And those jerks, and they're stealing from us, and all the same things, but now it's going to be 10 times more, especially for people in higher income areas. And the funny part is they're going to start everyone at, assuming they're the highest income.
Huh? And what the hell? The default is the max.
Yes. Yeah. Default is the max. And then if you want to have them look at it, you have to send them your income.
Ah.
It's pretty remarkable. But yeah, it's the highest fee I saw was $92 a month for people who if you make over $180,000 a month for PG&E, that'll be $92 a month. And if you're $28,000 or less, Adam, okay, it's only $15 a month. So, who
makes this decision?
Well, this is the California legislature. And
wait, what?
I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So it's not up to the CPUC, this law was passed last year. And it's because of the main reason is because of all the lawsuits related to wildfires in California. However, all the 90 other utilities across the country are saying, hey, you mean you can do that? And calling them income graduated fixed charges. So they're basically saying, okay, here's how much our fixed costs are, say $92 a month. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's not the most expensive in California. People in San Diego will be up to $128 a month. So sorry, people in San Diego. I love San Diego, but.
And this doesn't, I mean, this is just going to be a flat assessment basically on every house. So even if you do have solar, you're stuck.
Before it was, if you had solar and it was completely eliminating your electricity bill, you would be paying about $11 a month and your natural gas bill. Well, now PG&E and the other utilities are saying, okay, that $11 a month, whether you have solar, don't have solar, if you make over $180,000 a year, and that sounds like a tremendous amount of money. And in California, you would think so, but the minimum wage here is over $15 an hour. So it's most jobs, and maybe that's why everything's expensive in California, I see are starting at $100,000. So if you have two people, you know, $100,000, and you know, people graduating college are in the $80,000 to $90,000 range. So in any event, that's something it looks like it's coming soon. And I don't really know how to get ready for it other than get ready, I guess. Maybe go solar and at least you'll eliminate all the usage fees and things, which are also going to be the highest they've ever been in this summer. And so solar is still, to me, it's still a no-brainer, but a lot of people, it's like, oh boy, how do we get the cheapest cheap out there? And I'm saying, please don't go with the cheapest cheap out there, because those cheapest cheap companies probably are not going to be around, and this thing's going to, it needs service after a few years, if not, every 4 or 5 years. And if the company that's not around or that installed is not around, you're kind of on your own to figure it out. And it's not easy to figure out. So I have heard of some solar companies that are going to be charging a monthly fee as well, just so they can, they charge for the solar and then they're charging for ongoing monitoring or any kind of things like that. So it's not great news for non-solar or solar people.
I have my hand in the air.
Okay, I get
what you mean.
All right.
Why isn't this big news?
Because it hasn't started yet. So I am starting to see a lot more news articles about it. I didn't think there was any way that this would pass because it sounds too ridiculous. Wow, it's passed. And now it's just a matter of how they're going to implement it. And the environmental people are saying, well, they're shrugging their shoulders saying, we just spent all our resources to fight NEM 3.0 and that didn't make one lick of difference. And they thought, a big win to not have the access fees be included in that, only to see boom, bam, pow, access fees are, too late. It's already started. So, hey,
income-based access fees are coming. That's the podcast today.
Fixed costs for electricity.
Income-based.
Yeah, income-based. So, oof.
Fixed and access costs are coming.
Yep. Yes. On their way. And then it will be up to you to, if you don't make over $180,000. And they're still figuring out. My guess is it's going to be very, very difficult to prove that you don't make $180,000 a year. But we'll see. We'll see what it takes. I do know the people who are on the CARE program. I've had professional athletes send me their electricity bills, and they're on the CARE program. So somehow CARE program, I'm sorry, is the California Alternative Rates for Energy, which is kind of the low income program.
Wow. And what an acronym. That's pretty,
I know.
Pretty amazing.
But it just means that they get a discount on their electricity costs. So going solar for people who are on CARE doesn't make a lot of sense. But what is scary for the rest of the country is that if California has this approved, it won't be long before the rest of the utilities say, California can do it. We certainly can as well. And what are you going to do? I mean, you need electricity. And, going off grid is a huge adventure, really intended for people who are retired, because it takes a lot of time, energy, and effort to monitor how much power you're producing and how much power you are using. So Okay. Kind of, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So, but if I do get solar, I can offset, theoretically anyway, those charges.
I wouldn't say the fixed costs, because those are going to pop up on the bill. Right now, it's $11 a month.
Sure.
That gets added to the natural gas bill. So if you're over that $180,000, that $92 a month will just get added onto the gas bill.
And you can't put on more solar to cover that?
Unknown. It's right now, if you overproduce, in general, that it's part of the true-up bill. Mm-hmm. And in PG&E territory, they accumulate it for an entire year, and then they discount that. So let's just say you have $500 that your system overproduced. You're like, all right, we did it. Yeah, high five, everybody. Then that $500 after PG&E then discounts that back to the wholesale rate, which is only 2.9 cents per kilowatt hour. Meanwhile, you've been credited at retail rate. So that 2.9 cents means the $500 turns into about $55. And then that $55 gets credited to the natural gas bill.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's sounding more and more like solar will eliminate the variable costs, but not the fixed costs. And it's most of those fees, their PG&E is saying, well, we had all these fires and someone's got to pay for it and it's not going to be us. So,
yeah, I need my retirement, Jamie.
Got retirement, overtime, so forth. So it's a big deal. Maybe this will be enough to break up the utility. My fingers are crossed, because this is if they're saying, well, shrug their shoulders and say just pass it on, that's really no accountability. And hopefully a lawmaker will come along and get on the side. So anyone who's in California that's listening to this podcast, Google who is my senator, who is my state assembly, and say I didn't vote for this. And if you did, I will not be voting for you going forward, because I care about electricity. I care about my costs. I didn't start one fire in California that you know of, and so we need to either break up the utility because our fees are just outrageous, and we need competition in this space. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Didn't hear my eyes rolling out of my head. Like, geez.
Well,
maybe sometime a politician can stand up and talk about this. Wow.
PG&E is one of the biggest lobby. They spend the most, one of the most amount of money on lobbying in California. So, we have a plan for that, right? We're working on it. Boy, so yeah, maybe we'll announce that in the next couple months of what's happening in that realm and seeing how we can affect some real change.
All right.
That's all I got for today. Sorry, everybody. But it's better now.
Yeah, Mr. Doom and Gloom strikes again. Wow.
It's happy solar.
I know.
But it's 100 degrees this weekend. So happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy Independence Day. And solar is supposed to be, getting you more energy independent, more financially independent, and ouch.
That's, I mean, it's just my favorite. There's levels of paying. I'm trying to watch my language. So this is definitely the best levels with solar. The worst is, just doing nothing.
Just eating it every month. Yeah.
And turning off everything. Ouch. But you'll still have to pay $100 a month.
That doesn't do anything. Turning off everything. So they are saying, that's going to just make people say, forget it. I'll just let my heater go all day. Let my air conditioning go all day. And it's going to not. And PG&E saying, cool.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
What a great protest. Oh boy. All right.
Yep.
We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for spending another short time out of your week learning about the land of solar and all the new craziness that always seems to pop up every week. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you'd like to go back and listen to a past episode, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to a library of our past episodes stretching back, 5-6 years now. So as always, we ask, if you have a friend considering going solar, please introduce this podcast to them, because it will save them thousands upon thousands, thousands of dollars over the life of their system. And what better friend is that? We always ask. I don't know. Until next time, everyone.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.